for joining us for another episode of Divorce Confidential. I'm Michelle DeLino, family law and divorce attorney with DeLino Law Group in the Seattle Bellevue area.
And I'm Amy Alpeza. I'm a certified real estate divorce specialist, and I work all over King County, specialize in helping clients who are either going through divorce or separation understand their real estate assets as it pertains to their divorce settlement.
Thanks for joining us. We're super excited today. We have Keel Larson here with us. Keel is a business attorney. He is a great person and a great help to some of my clients. And we're happy to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be great if you could just tell us about your practice. Tell us what you do. Tell us who your typical clients are and tell us why you like what you do.
Of course. Thanks. My practice involves helping business owners through all life cycle stages of the life cycle of a business. So I handle a lot of entity formation, selection of the right entity, be it an LLC or a corporation or possibly even a partnership, helping with the initial contracts that every business owner needs between service agreements, contractor agreements, employee offer letters. I handle negotiation of leases with the clients because every business owner, most business owners have to negotiate a lease with someone at some point. And then as the business progresses, we handle corporate governance matters between partners. So we handle all the meeting minutes and the shareholder agreements, the buy-sell agreements, they're often called, between owners of corporations or LLCs. Oftentimes, we'll get involved with succession planning. So if somebody wants to leave the business, they want to sell to their employees. And then a big part of my practice that kind of dovetails with that is the smaller to middle market M&A. So people that are buying and selling businesses. And that makes up, depending on the time of year, can be almost all of my practice to about half. Very active in that realm right now.
I can imagine.
And what do I like about doing what I do? Oh, thank you. What I like about my practice is actually it's the businesses in your neighborhood, right? So when you go to the corner restaurant for dinner, those businesses are typically my client. The bookkeeper, in the downtown sector is my client. The brewery, distillery, manufacturing company, the trucking companies, the truck repair companies, vineyards, online. So, it's what I like is I like to support my clients, and it's really easy to do when their businesses are everywhere. And that's what I like about it. You get to learn about everybody's businesses. Every business is different. They have their own unique challenges, their own unique attributes. And that makes my day a lot fuller and having that experience.
That's great. It's true. I think a lot of time in your neighborhood, you don't think about the fact that there's a lot of work and a lot of behind the scenes stuff and things that need to happen to have small businesses run successfully. It's not easy. And so it's really not easy. And I know just from having clients that are business owners, how not running a business and setting it up and keep and really having strong corporate governance can cause big problems for people later. Sure. So you're part of, I think, the solution for people being successful in the long run. And that's actually extremely important just to the local economy too, if you really think about it,
But I love the part when you said like being able to support your clients who are in your neighborhood, right? So it's like supporting those small business owners, your community members, and really bringing that sense of like business to business, but in your own community. So I love that.
Yeah. And what is great is that I think a lot of business owners who don't have an attorney relationship are nervous about how that's going to look from a cost standpoint. When do they call you? And when you have that connection with your business owner, clients in the community, they have that sense of trust, right? I am the guy that comes in and grabs, food to go for my family. And oh, by the way, I need to give you a call this week to talk about my lease renewal, right? So it is nice because awesome. I feel like I'm much more available to my clients as a result.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You mentioned something that I think is interesting and comes up a lot. People don't understand there's such a difference between a commercial lease and commercial lease negotiation and what a residential situation is like. Commercial lease is a whole different thing, and there's a lot from what I know and what I've seen and myself and in my practice, there's a lot fewer protections and so forth for commercial tenants than there are for residential tenants. So I think negotiating a commercial lease is really important, rather than just saying, okay, I'm going to sign on the dotted line here and sign myself up for a really long-term lease that I have no idea about what any of this means. I think that I've seen small business clients really make that mistake where, and then they're getting a divorce or they're trying to dissolve their entity or something, and they're stuck in this 10-year lease and they didn't understand what they were doing and they don't have any provisions in there. When, can you just tell me and tell anybody that might be listening, when you're working with somebody on negotiating a commercial lease, what are like some of the things to look out for, and how does that process even look? Like, how do you even do that?
That is you hit a lot of important factors initially. A commercial lease, a lot of small business owners don't understand that this commercial lease is a long-term agreement. It is in some ways one of your biggest expenses as a small business owner if you have a brick and mortar location. And it's a commitment that you can't just easily back out of. There's monthly rents. Oftentimes there's triple nets. So those are on top of, and a lot of small business owners, if they've never been a commercial tenant before, don't understand that when you're being told what your base rent is, that there's going to be other costs that are on top of that. And they're typically involved. I mean, often the way I position it with my business clients is in a commercial landlord setting, you're paying for the privilege of operating your business in the property owned by the landlord, and you're not provided the protections you are as a residential tenant. The law considers you to be on equal footing with the commercial landlord, even though that's not always the case. And so your protection, any protections that you have, I shouldn't say any, but majority of them are found in the lease itself. And there's no off the shelf lease. I think that's another mistake that my clients make, is that they're told, listen, we're going to use the standard CBA, Commercial Brokers Association lease. It's what everybody uses, which one isn't true. And second, doesn't mean that there's protections in there for you as a tenant. Mm-hmm. And so things like having the ability to review and audit the landlord's expenses that they're passing on to you as part of the triple nets is something mm-hmm. that's typically not included in a lease, but most landlords will agree to that. Mm-hmm. The other really? Component is that in a commercial lease, if you're renting a premises, you should be always leasing it in the name of your LLC or corporation, not yourself individually. Many landlords will then have you sign a personal guarantee in addition, which can be hard to get away from if you don't have any credit history for your company, but that can be negotiated down. You can have it burn off after a year or so. You can have, you know, it limited to a certain amount. Again, those are areas for negotiation. You're not always able to get it, but it goes back to that you're entering into a potentially 5 or 10 year commitment.
Right.
And if your business fails, you may personally still be on the hook for the obligations under that lease. And so making sure that your business has a plan to cover those expenses is important. And you know, business owner, you know, we saw this during the pandemic initially. I'd say that my practice took a stumble initially because business owners didn't know what to do. They didn't want to call their attorney and spend money when they didn't know they'd have it. But the first phone calls that I started getting were, how do I get out of this lease? Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, a lot of times it was, you had to negotiate with the landlord and you couldn't just shut your business down. And a lot of these business owners that didn't understand that they were on the hook for it personally. So that's a big thing. I mean, we can go into lots of details on a commercial lease, but I think the takeaway is it is a legal document. It should be reviewed by somebody on your behalf. Because it's one of the biggest commitments that small business owners tend to get themselves into. That and franchise agreements go hand in hand. So.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah, no, that's really helpful. I think that the commercial lease thing comes up so often and people have no idea what they're doing or signing and they don't get help. And it's something that's well worth a second look before you do anything. I was also wondering too, I know you do M&A for small businesses too. How long have you been doing this kind of work? Has this been the entirety of your practice? I don't actually know that. Or did you do something else before? How long have you been doing small business work?
Oh, this is great. So being a lawyer is a second career for me. I started out in the environmental industry. I worked for a large company by the name of Suez. They're affiliated with the canal in Egypt.
Wow.
That's been in the news recently. I decided to go back to law school and graduated when I was 40. And so I've been practicing for 11 years now. And initially I thought I was just going to get a legal degree to help myself in the business community as a step up over people with an MBA, possibly within the corporate setting, but realized that what I like to do is work with business owners. And it was sort of a natural progression. So that's sort of how I started working with business owners doing business law. And then almost right away, I got a referral from a business owner who was looking to buy another set of businesses. And I really liked the process. I liked the negotiation, the deeper involvement in the transaction. I mean, most of my business clients contact me once or twice a year for a quick mm-hmm. call. And so although I'm involved in their business, I don't have that deep dive. Whereas the M&A process, it's a much more involved transaction. Think about when you buy your house, right? You're dealing with agents and bankers, and in a business, you take it to the next level because now we're dealing with concerns that might involve employees, and you have real estate transaction portions like the lease. You've got contracts with big clients that you have to get assigned. And so that part it's a bigger deal. Now there are people that go out and buy businesses and treat it like a real estate transaction, and a lot of times those are fine, but there is a lot more risk if you do it that way.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know it was a second career for you. That's really right. Cool.
Very yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And I think it makes a real difference when you've been the business person, right? And being the business person gives you a perspective now as a business attorney that I think a lot of other people, you know, don't have necessarily. You've been in their shoes, right? So to speak.
Absolutely. Yes. I've had 100 people working for me. I've driven a truck. I've had to fire people and hire people. And so when my clients call me, actually a lot of the calls that I get from my business owners are more almost consulting or coaching calls mm-hmm. oftentimes. Just because these business owners don't have anybody else that they can turn to oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And I can give that business perspective in addition to the legal risk evaluation.
Awesome. Well, very cool. Well, I really appreciate you making the time today. Keel, if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to get in touch? Email, call your office? What's the best way?
Email is usually the best. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if you put that on your little podcast or not.
I will put that on. Yeah.
We'll put it on your podcast. Yeah.
We'll put it on the promo because I think there's so many people that don't handle things. I call them DIY people, like people that want to DIY their own divorce, or they want to DIY their own acquisition of something. And then they don't realize until later how a little bit of prevention and planning, and like you said, coaching even, I think can go a long way. So if you're a small business person out there, Keel's your guy. So thanks so much for making the time. It was really nice to see you and appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks to both of you. Thank you. Have a great day.
It was great to see you.